Exclusive, Representative Riley Moore, H-1B visa program abused by large corporations to displace the American worker. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 11, 2026. Representative Riley Moore, RWV, raised attention to how the H-1B visa program is being abused not only by some applicants, but by large corporations using the program in order to displace the American worker. While speaking with host Matthew Boyle on Breitbart News Saturday, Moore said he thinks most people don't understand the levels at which the H-1B visa program is being abused. Moore cited an example of how the CEO of Xbox had laid off 3,200 employees and then applied for thousands of H-1B visas. The H-1B visa program is being abused at levels I don't think most understand. Not only being abused by the people who are applying through H-1B, but in particular specifically these large corporations who are using the H-1B visa program to displace the American worker, Moore said. Breitbart Middle. Representative Riley Moore, RWV, July 11, 2026. This isn't just in skilled labor, this is also in white-collar jobs. You can look up these companies that are applying for H-1B visa, and many times it could be for computer programmers, accountants, you name it. And the only difference in between the computer programmer or accountant that they got from India and the one who has been educated here in the United States is the amount of money that they're willing to pay. The great example of this being abused most recently is with Microsoft, where the CEO of Xbox, which is owned by Microsoft, laid off 3,200 employees and then turned around and applied for thousands of H-1B visas. So, they're going to replace all those American workers with folks from India, Indonesia, and all over the world, many times from India, by the way, and pay them wages that are certainly, obviously, wages that are not competitive here for our American workforce. Moore continued to state that the program has been abused for a long time, adding that a lot of applicants' education is sometimes fraudulent and their qualifications are not real on the documents they use when applying for the program. Breitbart News reported on Thursday that Vice President J.D. Vance revealed the Department of Labor had started dozens of subpoenas and investigations into foreign fraudsters who are trying to take advantage of the H-1B visa program.